Welcome once again to another podcast to Milk and Meat, a ministry of Grace Free Presbyterian Church, Newton Arts, with me, Patrick Baker. These podcasts are now available on a number of different platforms, so do sign up to one of them and follow along each week and share them with your friends and with your family. On today's podcast, I want us to think a little about the importance of both searching and studying the Word of God. We read the words of Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 regarding the people in Berea. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Usually, it is not a good practice to compare ourselves with other people. But when the Lord makes a comparison between maybe one Christian and another Christian, or even one church and another church, it is always best and wise to sit up and take notice. During his second missionary endeavor, Paul, along with Silas, found himself arriving in a place called Berea during the evening. Immediately in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, we are given this comparison between the Bereans and those that were in Thessalonica. The important thing to remember at this stage is that the comparison that God gives to us here, as Luke records this account, is between the Jewish people in each of these places, or we should say the Jewish people in each of their respective synagogues. Important that you understand that, because the comparison which is being drawn is not at this stage between, you know, a genuine Christian and another Christian, or a Christian church and another Christian church, but the synagogues. Even if there were those that were from a Greek background that were present there, it is the synagogues that we have in mind. This is important for us to remember, because even these people that we read of in Berea, and from whom we get much, really, challenge and encouragement to search the scriptures for ourselves, even these individuals were still in need of coming to know and believe on Christ. But when Paul came to them, it appears that they were in a far more advantageous position than to those that he had been with previously. This is why the Bible at this stage speaks of them being more noble. It's not because of where they come from, so to speak. It's not because they were of a better culture. But the reality is, here was a readiness in these people to receive the word of the gospel that was being brought to them by Paul and Silas. As part of their readings of scripture, or the Old Testament scriptures, there was an eagerness to do something that Christians today should wish to do all the more. And that is to search the scriptures. It is quite the challenge, isn't it? If this was the frame of mind of those who were yet to come to faith in Christ, how much more for those of us today who have in our possession the entire Bible? But why are we drawn to this particular detail? Years ago, during the times prior to the Protestant Reformation, one of the lamentable features of those dark ages is that not only did the majority of society not have the Bible in their own mother language or their mother tongue, but they were subject to simply accepting what the priest said without any ability to scrutinize it or to know the truthness of it. Sadly, as we fast forward to our present day, even in many churches, many professing Christian churches, a similar mentality exists. Many people are willing to sit under any type of preaching, even unbiblical preaching, and accept what is being said simply because the person speaks as in a position. Now, does that mean that preachers or teaching elders and those who minister the word of God do not have God-given authority? No, it doesn't mean that. The office of the teaching elder, the preacher of the word, is a most honourable one, and the scripture makes that very clear, one to which men must be called to by Almighty God and must not take to themselves. But it means that two vital pillars must be present within the relationship of the preacher who brings the word of God and people who sit in the chairs or the pews and who make up the congregation and hear the word of God. And that's a relationship that we must always be seeking to encourage and to nurture in the fear of God. The Word of God, in other words, must be faithfully taught and explained. You read Acts chapter 17 and even other portions in Acts, and that's what Paul the Apostle did. It's what Silas did. It is precisely what others did. They did not go in with their own agenda, their own notions, or we might even say their own hobby horse, but rather they went with this desire to make Christ known. And what Paul did especially is to reason. He reasoned and he explained from the Old Testament scriptures. And as he went into these synagogues, and there were multitudes of Jews that were present, and even Greeks and people from different backgrounds, but there he proved and demonstrated that Christ was the Messiah. And so we find Paul doing this very thing, and we see this being the very theme of all scripture, reasoning through the scriptures, preaching the word of God, unfolding the word of God in season and out of season. This is the great and the high calling to which ministers are called to with respect to this part of their ministry, reasoning and explaining and teaching the word of God and preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus. You go back to Acts 17, verse 2 and 3, and again we find Paul doing this. Let's read the scriptures. And Paul, as his manner was, he went in unto them, and three Sabbath days, so 3 weeks in succession, he reasoned with them, not out of his own mind, but he reasoned out of the scriptures. That means that Paul's mind is engaged, and his thoughts are there, but he's engaging them in the scriptures. Acts 17 verse 3, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And even though on that occasion some believe and some didn't, the point is Paul did what was required of him, to open the scriptures, to show whom Christ is and the necessity of his death, his resurrection, and all the things that pertain to our blessed Saviour. And so when it comes to this part of the equation, the very ministry of preaching the word, there is a need for the preacher to demonstrate what is being said from the scripture. So where does that place those of us who are not preachers, and the majority of us who sit week after week, whether in Bible studies, whether in the Sunday services or other meetings? How do we engage? Remember, beloved, how we listen and how we receive the word of God is vitally important. And here is a tremendous responsibility and also an encouragement for us to be diligent as the word of God is being preached. So there is to be a Berean spirit or a Berean frame of mind. There must equally be a desire to hear and listen. And once we hear, to be able to know the scriptures for ourselves, so that when the preacher preaches, that we can go to the word of God, and as a result of having read it daily, systematically, and let me add prayerfully, it means that as we listen, we take it in, we go back to our homes, and if we have family members around us, we can discuss what is being said, and then you can do something else. You can search the word of God, whether these things are so. And if needs be, go back to your pastor. He shouldn't be afraid to answer questions that you have. And if you've got something you're not sure about, or a question which is being raised, or you feel maybe something's not been answered in another portion of scripture, I'm quite sure that he'd be willing to give that answer. But here is this beautiful relationship that we see in the Bereans. There was a willingness to hear what Paul had to say, and yet there was a willingness to study and to know the word of God for themselves. And above all things, as we know the scriptures, we should know a Christ-centered understanding of all that God's word is.